This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. We're joined today by Dr. Vinayak Prasad, Senior Advisor of the Tobacco-Free Initiative at the World Health Organization. In his role at the WHO, Dr. Prasad's main responsibility is to help build capacity for tobacco control in the WHO's Africa regions. Dr. Prasad joined us today at CSIS to discuss the future of global tobacco control. Dr. Prasad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
The development of the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control is often considered one of WHO's greatest achievements. What is the significance of this treaty, and what are its key objectives?
WHO FCTC, as it is called, is the first World Health Treaty which was negotiated under the leadership of the World Health Organization. This is the most rapidly accepted treaty in the world. As of today, there are 172 parties, which is credible because many treaties have been negotiated, but you do not have so many countries which come around to ratifying this in such a short period of time. FCTC provides for a platform with clear, comprehensive strategies which governments have agreed to implement to reduce the demand for tobacco, as well also to reduce the supply of tobacco. Now, the demand reduction measures are largely in two broad categories. One is the strategy which leads to increase in price, which is basically raising the taxes on tobacco products, and the non-price measures, and these are building for a smoke-free environment in the community through legislation, through administrative procedures, looking for pictorial warnings on all the tobacco product packs so that the consumer is informed of the harmful and toxic nature of the tobacco products, raising awareness in terms of mass media communication, in terms of reaching out to the different stakeholders, complete ban on advertisements, sponsorships and promotions, looking at secession interventions. These are largely the plus product regulation. These are largely the demand reduction measures, which are the non-price measures. On the supply side, there is the regulation of illicit trade and counterfeits, which is one of the biggest issues concerning access to cheaper tobacco products. The others relate to access for children and the minors. And the third provision is basically looking at alternative cropping and livelihood concerns. These are, in very broad terms, the key demand reduction, supply reduction measures which parties have agreed to. And there are time-bound obligations for parties to implement. For example, all parties were expected to implement the pictorial warnings, as also the complete ban on advertisements by end of the fifth year of ratification.
And it's been 5 years since the Framework Convention started to be implemented in countries. What have been the greatest achievements, and where do you see gaps?
The greatest achievement, I would say, is that the parties have now agreed with detailed guidelines for most of the provisions. The parties have understood what are the challenges to implementing tobacco control once they have gone through this process of negotiation. Parties have used this as a very useful instrument to convince all other stakeholders, because largely led by the ministries of health in most governments, but the instrument has been used very effectively by many parties to bring about the other stakeholders who have to implement the convention in each of their own country. The gap, I would say, is that the treaty per se does not provide for a mechanism for its implementation. It's left to the parties to implement it. There is no funding stream. There are no project, framework, implementation models. And that, I would say, leaves the disadvantaged country, the lower and low middle income countries, in their inability to implement the treaty in its full spirit.
How will the Framework Convention be carried forward at the UN high-level meeting in September on non-communicable diseases?
The critical thing is that the UN-NCD summit provides for an opportunity to raise the multisectoral nature of non-communicable diseases in general tobacco being the single big risk factor, along with other three, which is alcohol, diet, and physical inactivity. The summit makes for an opportunity to get the political buy-in, because it's the governments who need to implement for tobacco control. And this is an excellent opportunity to get that political buy-in, number one. Number two, the governments need to invest, because the biggest investors in health are the governments themselves. And this would come through by greater sensitization through the summit. Also, the donors have not been investing in tobacco control. At the global level, there are only two private philanthropic donors, the Bloomberg Philanthropy and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which have now come in to support tobacco control in Africa. And other than this, the traditional donors have still stayed away. So that's another potential need to support the low and low middle income countries. And it's also important to recognize that at the global level, there is a need for more research and innovation to reduce the cost of treatment, to look at new approaches. And that's only possible when we raise the pitch. And this is an opportunity to do it.
So with that, what words of caution can you provide for the meeting?
Well, I would not say that there is any word of caution. I mean, there's always the risk that in such kind of an event where there is a high political expectation which is raised, the systems are not in place, then it becomes a problem to implement. So what we need to work through from now till the summit and thereafter is to look at creating a system exchange, look at the players who are going to be contributing post-summit in terms of how do we get the funds, who looks at the management of the funds, who provides the technical assistance to the governments, who are the other stakeholders who need to be brought in now so that the process of implementing what has been agreed upon by the UN summit is smooth and efficient.
Well, Dr. Prasad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Most welcome.
For all of those who are listening and are interested in watching the full event, please visit www.smartglobalhealth.org.